prominent sound from Texas, and they would say, you don't sound like it. And I shrug my shoulders and say, my parents were from Brooklyn.
Well, start by giving me your name, and then maybe just say I'm a singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas. Okay.
My name is Christy Krueger, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas.
So, Christy, talk for a second. You want to talk about a specific track, but in your understanding of the Beatles' trajectory, how about this whole album as an album? What does Revolver, you know, mean to you in your understanding of the Beatles or how you feel about it?
Well, gosh. First of all, it's just a quality album in terms of songwriting, in terms of melodies, and in terms of lyrics, which the Beatles were, you know, always known for and always great at. In particular, is sort of this, in my opinion, this meshing of almost folk and acoustic type music with sort of a pop rock influence that's so, I'm trying to find the word. It's something that you hear on a lot of Beatles albums, but this one in particular. There are a lot of really gorgeous tracks on here. Here, There, and Everywhere is one of the most sweet and sensitive melodies. It's so beautiful. And my absolute favorite is certainly I'm Only Sleeping, which I love mostly. It would be hard to say why I love that track so much, because I love the lyrics. And I was 18 years old when I first came across Revolver. I was a freshman at USC, and I had just sort of fallen in love with the Beatles. I had listened to some of the Beatles when I was in high school. I was a musician, and I always listened to music that was sort of made, that preceded, you know, my time or whatever. And I think I just had some greatest hits albums or whatever, little compilations. And I slowly just started to buy all of the Beatles albums. And I got Revolver my freshman year. And I don't know what was up with I'm Only Sleeping. Possibly because I was in those teenage years where all you want to do is sleep. And I was like, I love this song. This is all I want to do. And the melody is very sort of almost has like a klezmer influence in the dun, 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 you know, and I actually do a jazz piano version of it where I just do the stride in the left hand, where it's like, dunk, 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 when I wake up early in the morning, dun, dun, dun. So it's just a great song. It could be covered in many ways. I love everything about it. I love the marriage of the music and the lyric and the backwards guitar solo, too.
So you do cover it in your performances occasionally?
I don't cover it so much anymore. I was, ironically enough, when I lived in New Orleans, and I was playing a cocktail piano opening up for Jennifer Flowers' cabaret act. This is something sort of totally separate from what I do. I'm really more of a pop rock sort of singer-songwriter, but I have a jazz background, and I would sometimes play like jazz, you know, standards and different things like that. But what I loved to do was take songs that you don't normally hear in that environment. I would cover like Dirty Work by Steely Dan, and I would cover some Neil Young, you know, instead of sort of playing, you know, Stormy Weather and all the sort of standards. I just tried to find different songs that I really thought I could kind of put a jazz flavor on. And I'm Only Sleeping. To me, it's like there's stride piano already in it. You know, it's not there, but that's the way I hear it.
Anything else you want to add?
The only other thing I want to add is that my very favorite Beatles song is I'm So Tired. So both of the songs that I love by the Beatles, I love almost all of them, but I really love the two that are about sleeping because I love to sleep.
Is there a favorite album collection for you? I mean, part of the reason for doing this is it shows up as the number one album in a lot of lists, and I don't want to presume that, but I just wanted to ask if you have a personal favorite collection of theirs.
My favorite is the White Album. I think it was very progressive, and I think it's still progressive. I think they took a lot of chances and did a lot of interesting things, down to like sort of goofy folk campfire song like Rocky Raccoon, and then Julia, and just that. I love the White Album, and it's an album I will never tire of.